Watch Joe Biden's Migrant Flood at the U.S.-Mexico Border. By Neil Monroe on May 11, 2023. Citizen journalists are recording the growing flood of poor foreigners moving through President Joe Biden's unenforced border and into Americans' communities. Todd Bensman, an investigator at the Center for Immigration Studies, recorded one small part of the migration from the Mexican side of the Rio Grande River at Matamoros. Many of the migrants are pitiable, some are admirable. Most are eager to work, and all were unlucky enough to be born outside the United States. The Los Angeles Times reported. Mary Atai, 33, of Nigeria, carried her sleeping 4-year-old on her back while holding her 10-year-old's hand. She said they had flown to Brazil, then walked and bused through Bolivia, Peru and onward into Mexico, taking a month to get to America. I came for a good life for my kids, she said. I have no relatives here and no job in Nigeria. But Biden's progressive deputies are deliberately adding the foreigners' problems to the lengthening list of Americans' problems. Homelessness, low wages, a shrinking middle class, declining life expectancy, spreading poverty, deadly drugs, and alienation. Worse, the inflow of job-seeking migrants reduces the incentive and ability of the U.S. government to solve Americans' problems. This damage occurs, in part, because many of the progressives throughout the federal and state governments prefer to aid grateful and submissive migrants instead of ordinary, independent, and proud Americans. Business executives do not have to worry about declining education levels in U.S. schools or spend money to boost U.S. workers' productivity when they can hire many grateful migrant workers at the local bus station. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats. If Biden invites just 3.5 million migrants across the border this year, that will be one migrant for every American birth. The migrants are being rational. They are accepting Biden's offer of a pathway from their unlucky births in chaotic countries through the golden door to the society that Americans built for their own fellow citizens and children. The Associated Press reported, Ricardo Marquez, a 30-year-old Venezuelan man, arrived at a shelter in McAllen after crossing the border with his wife and 5-month-old child in Brownsville. They left Venezuela because his daughter needs surgery. Biden's deputies have made many deals with foreign governments to get the migrants from their homelands to the U.S. border. For example, many migrants were helped by U.S. taxpayers to get through the Darien Gap jungle trail between South America and Central America. Also, Mexico's government is helping the migrants travel up the border and then cross at suitable points, according to a March 10 report from the New York Times. The Mexican government's visas allow migrants to travel within the country, buy bus tickets and airfare, and make their way to the United States border. The Mexican government has long issued thousands of such documents to migrants, particularly those coming from countries like Haiti and Venezuela experiencing humanitarian crises. But visa numbers increased sharply in the last month as authorities issued them to anyone who asked, according to local humanitarian groups. Instead of detaining migrants without proper documents, as had been the usual practice, migration authorities directed them to a park on the edge of Tapachula to start the visa process. In stark contrast to normal operations, migration authorities in southern Mexico have also eased militarized migration enforcement over the last month. Some highway checkpoints have been temporarily lifted and regular migration sweeps in Tapachula have ceased, according to local aid groups. Mexico's government is cooperating with Biden's government, in part, because Mexico's president wants more Latino migrants to live and work in the United States. The government-aided migrants come from all over the world, and many hope to bring their families once the adults establish themselves in the United States. Biden's deputies are working with the Mexican police who act as traffic cops to minimize the visible buildup on the U.S. side of the border. Once each group of migrants is allowed to cross, the migrants are packed into buses for transport to a registration office, after which they are released into American society. The registration allows Biden's deputies to claim they are following the letter of the immigration law. Even though the catch, registration, and release process allows the migrants to get the U.S. jobs they need to pay off their smuggling and travel loans. Without this legalistic catch and release process, the vast majority of the migrants would be too poor to get to the U.S. border. The inflow is so huge that extended families in South America are pulling their last members up to the United States, the Los Angeles Times reported. Polo Fano, 30, of Peru, waited to be processed by border officers. Fano came to America because she has family in Virginia. "I have no more family in Peru," she said. She and her little boy had traveled for a week to get to the border, taking buses along the way. To ease the migrant traffic, Biden's deputies opened the gates along President Donald Trump's unfinished wall. U.S. soldiers are being used in various tasks so border agents can register more migrants. Biden's border deputy, Alejandro Mayorkas, is also spending heavily to register the migrants so they can be bused away from the border. "Most of the economic migrants want to be registered because they want to avoid breaking additional laws. They want to apply for asylum, and they want to help get aid. They have their own lawyerly explanations for their illegal border crossing, but few of those stories can be verified." ArizonaCentral.com reported some examples. At 26 years old, the woman escaped an abusive ex-boyfriend connected with the drug trade, who stalked her, locked her in a room for 5 days, and eventually ran her out of town, and Colombia. She was warned he was coming to Mexico to find her. "I'm so scared," she said, adding that he has the resources to find her. "My grandmother is sick in Miami," Nicaraguan Luis Orellana told the Los Angeles Times. "She will have surgery, and I want to help by finding work at whatever there is," he said, in Spanish. In late 2022, GOP legislators limited the migration funding that the Democratic-controlled Congress sent to Mayorkas, so Biden's migrants are coming faster than they can be bused northwards. Federal allows 1 million legal migrants to settle in the United States each year. That legal inflow adds one migrant for every 4 U.S. births each year. But Wall Street investors and CEOs want Biden's extra migrants, whether they are young or old, sick or healthy, skilled or unskilled, criminal or civil, migrants because they serve as additional consumers, renters, and workers. On December 13, for example, Biden's border chief told ElPasoMatters.org that he wants to extract more workers from poor countries. "Our immigration system as a whole is broken. It hasn't been updated or reformed in more than 40 years. We look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million. immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current needs. And they haven't been working for many, many years. Many migrants are walking through the border, and are then walking to the government registration centers that also provide documents needed to use government services, such as shelters and transportation services. Many of those services are being run by a nationwide array of nonprofits. These nonprofits get their funds from Biden's government and from wealthy investors who are eager to expand migration. These government-directed groups are described as non-government organizations and they also try to keep the migrants and their dramatic stories from American journalists. Many of the poor foreign migrants take buses to their new homes in American communities. The inflow is so great that it is overwhelming the taxpayer-funded shelters created at the border. But is also overwhelming the shelters in the destination cities, despite massive funding by Biden and local Democratic governments, such as in Chicago. At the border, many locals are worried by the massive flow of migrants, and they fear that more are coming. Texas's government is using its limited authority and resources to block the flow into Texas. But the GOP leadership has done little to stop this breakdown of basic government functions, largely because GOP donors and influential leaders want the huge imported inflow of consumers, workers, and renters. But GOP leaders know their voters really oppose the migration. So they denounced the open border policy and in late 2022, blocked Democratic demands for more cash to fund the nonprofits that welcome and distribute illegal migrants. The internal split explains why the GOP is not using the debt ceiling fight to call for border closures. Some GOP legislators are fighting for immigration and border reforms that aid ordinary Americans.